Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3403BN. Today's date is July 15th, 2024, and the title of the episode is It Wasn't a United States Secret Service Failure, It Was an Op by the Deep State. Next event, Nation Will Unite Under Trump. Talk about our health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they really blew it because what they tried to do is they tried to take Trump out and they attempted an assassination. Now, I know a lot of people are saying that this was a United States Secret Service failure. It wasn't a failure. It was actually an op to take out Trump. And everything that they put into place, everything that they did was on purpose. So it's not a failure. It was an operation to remove Trump from this planet. Now, I do believe that Trump, the Patriots, they knew this intel. And I don't believe that the individual on the roof was the only individual. I do believe what was happening, there was another shooter, some other place. And it was planned that when the shooter was going to start shooting, the other shooter was going to take out Trump. And I do believe most likely military intelligence and others knew about this. And I do believe that they probably went ahead and they removed the other shooter. But the problem was, is that the shooter that was on the roof, Thomas Matthew Crooks, he was supposed to be hidden. No one was supposed to see him. And what happened was people started to point him out. People started to call the authorities. This messed up the entire deep state plan. That was never supposed to happen. So I do believe Trump most likely knew that, yes, there was going to be an assassination attempt, but don't worry, we have everything under control. We know where the actual shooter is. We have that individual under control. But I do believe what was going to happen was the individual was never going to actually take a shot. I do believe that he was going to be removed before that happened. Now, think about that for a second. Think about then what went wrong. Because when people started to point out this individual on the roof, this messed up their plan. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. And I do believe that the deep state players, they're trying to cover up pretty much everything from this op, trying to wipe the phone clean, trying to wipe everything clean and keep everyone confused until they can come up with a new motive and set this in a completely different direction. I think they're already starting to hint in what direction they're going to move in. And I do believe there's going to be another event. And I do believe that with all this happening and everything that we're witnessing, Trump will unite the people in the end. We're already starting to see this happen. Yes, there are still those crazy left people that want Trump dead, but you could see those people who have families, those Democrats that are looking at this, they're starting to realize that, hey, something's going on here, and they're starting to wake up and they're starting to ask questions. Now, remember, the awakening hasn't ended. This is going to continue until the presidential election, maybe even after the presidential election, and it's going to wake up a lot more D's. Now, today, Trump, he made his announcement right way before the RNC. He made his announcement of who his VP was going to be. Now, a lot of people had guessed. I had a guess. And again, Trump is the commander in chief. Trump is going to pick the individual that he feels is best to fit this position. This is why he said from the very beginning, it doesn't really matter who the VP is. I do believe that the VP has to be strong. The VP has to be able to take all the hits. The VP has to be able to handle the attacks from the deep state, just like Trump has handled the attacks. Now, J.D. Vance, he is the pick for VP. The question is, can he handle this? Now, I'm going to go along with Trump says. He probably knows a lot more than me because he has all the information. But again, you're going to see this play out now because if he's part of the Uniparty, the deep state players, most likely they won't attack him. If he's not part of the Uniparty, the deep state players are going to do an all-out attack on J.D. Vance. And we will see how J.D. Vance handles this. Now, hopefully he'll handle it very, very well and everything will be great. But again, they're going to try to dig and look through things and try to find things or make things up like they did with Trump. I think they're going to attack J.D. Vance with everything that they possibly have. Because again, they do not want Trump to win. And I'm actually happy that Trump didn't go down the DEI path. He actually looked for the candidate that was going to best fit this position. I do believe that he looked through all the information and came up with this decision. This is what he put out on Truth. After a lengthy deliberation and thought, and considering the tremendous talents of many others, I've decided that the person best suited to assume the position of Vice President of the United States is Senator J.D. Vance of the great state of Ohio. J.D. honorably served our country in the Marine Corps, graduated from Ohio State University in 2 years, summa cum laude, and is a Yale Law School graduate, where he was editor of the Yale Law Journal and president of the Yale Law Veterans Association. J.D.'s book, Hillbilly Elegy, became a major bestseller and movie as it championed the hardworking men and women of our country. J.D. has a very successful business career in technology and finance, and now during the campaign will be strongly focused on the people he fought so brilliantly for. The American workers and farmers in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Minnesota, and far beyond. As Vice President, J.D. will continue to fight for our Constitution, stand with our troops, and will do everything he can help make America great again. Congratulations to Senator J.D. Vance, his wife, Usha, who has also graduated from Yale Law School, and their three beautiful children, MAGA 2024. So here we have our Vice President now, and actually, when you really think about it, when he has to debate Kamala Harris, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. First of all, he can speak. Second of all, he can debate very, very well. And he's going to mop the floor with Kamala. And that will be very, very interesting. Or if Kamala is then the acting president and the presidential nominee, and J.D. Vance has to debate maybe Hillary Clinton or whoever else they're going to bring in, that should be very, very interesting because it looks like he's a very, very good debater. And he actually, when he goes on to the fake news, he destroys them every single time. Now, the other thing that we found out, which is very, very interesting, is that Judge Cannon has dismissed the Trump document case, citing violation of appointment clause. And basically, it was completely and utterly unconstitutional. Now, we have Schumer, Eric Holder, and the rest. They're all reeling from this and they're panicking. Actually, Schumer's out there saying it's misguided and we need to appeal this. This is absolutely ridiculous. We need to kick Cannon off the judge bench. We need a full investigation. I mean, they're just going absolutely crazy over this because, again, every step of the way, what's happening? They're losing their grip. They're losing their ability to get Trump. And this is why I do believe they try to assassinate him. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about what I believe actually happened during the assassination. But Kash Patel put this out and said, Trump classified document case dismissal. This case exemplifies the degradation of our Constitution by decades of DOJ malfeasance layered incessantly atop another to create judicial scripture rather than law. Yet again, the DOJ cited longstanding principles and tradition to justify the appointment of Jack Smith, unilaterally disregarding congressional mandate for the subject. How can a country govern when the institution placed in charge of enforcing our Constitution continues to make up legal practice via fiat and call it well settled? How many times have you heard this from the DOJ? Only for them to break their own longstanding principles for weaponized purposes. They have no credibility and it is entirely of their own making. Only through Trump's continued quest to restore the rule of law did the Constitution achieve this victory today. May there be many more for our rule of law in the time to come. And yes, what he's basically saying, look, they're the criminal syndicate. They don't follow their own laws, their own rules, the rules of the Constitution. They don't follow any of this because when they need to take their opponent out, they don't care about the rules. They don't care about the laws. They don't care about the Constitution. And that tells you everything you need to know. We're looking at a criminal syndicate. That is what we're looking at. Trump, he responded to all this and said the following. As we move forward in uniting our nation after the horrific events on Saturday, this dismissal of the lawless indictment in Florida should be just the first step, followed quickly by the dismissal of all the witch hunts, the January 6 hoax in Washington, D.C., the Manhattan DA zombie case, the New York AG scam, fake claims about a woman I never met, a decades-old photo in a line with her, then husband does not count, and the Georgia perfect phone call charges. The Democrat Justice Department coordinated all of these political attacks, which are an election interference conspiracy against Joe Biden's political opponent, me. Let us come together to end all weaponization of our justice system and make America great again. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is we know that this entire attempted assassination, it wasn't a failure of the agency. Yes, I know there's DEI. Yes, certain things happen. This was an operation. When the deep state wants to take someone out, what they do is they have a patsy. They find a loner. That's why they call him a lone wolf, even though that he's being instructed to do something. They always have someone in the background, and they always put certain individuals in place so the operation can be carried out. These are not failures. This is a deep state operation. It was meant to be this way. They weren't there to actually protect the president. They were there to make sure that he was killed. And what's very interesting is that MSNBC will not air the Morning Joe, its celebrated politics roundtable program today, opting to instead air a continued break news coverage of the attempted assassination of former President Trump. The decision was made to avoid a scenario in which one of the show's guests might make an inappropriate comment on live television that could be used to assail the program and network as a whole. Now, that is very, very interesting. But the other thing that's really interesting is since they tried to assassinate Trump, the Washington Times put out this story that political assassinations are on the rise. And this is coming from the Council of Foreign Relations. Very interesting about all of this because it's coming from the Council of Foreign Relations. So they put out this story saying Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico was shot on May 15th. Then they said Haitian president was assassinated by gunmen July 7, 2021. And they're saying that political assassination incidents are increasing worldwide, with recent cases occurring in the United Kingdom, Haiti, Japan, Slovakia, and now the United States. Jacob Ware, a research fellow with the Council of Foreign Relations, expressed deep concern about this alarming trend. So they're already putting it out there. They're putting the narrative out there that political assassinations are now on the rise, and they're just going to get worse and worse and worse. So the question is Biden up next? We'll talk about that in a little bit, but let's talk about what's happening with this assassination attempt, because now we see the far left people, they're being exposed. You can see that they're getting really pissed off that Trump isn't dead. You see Jack Black during his concert, they said, oh, they need better aim. You see the far left individual saying they're very upset that he wasn't killed. And this goes on and on and on. And you could see it. It's very, very clear. Now, what's very interesting, we mentioned this yesterday, that when this happened, the true patriots of this country, they didn't go out burning, looting and everything like that. Because, again, we're true patriots. The other people that go out and burn, riot, loot and kill, they are the enemy of this country. And that's why they do this. John Rich put this out and said, no riots, no looting, no destruction in Pennsylvania or anywhere else today by Trump supporters. This is the difference between the two sides. Reverse the situation and tell me what would be happening right now. Oh, it would be mayhem like we've never seen before. And what's very interesting, we know there was one person that was killed and two others that were injured. And Corey Compitore, he is a retired firefighter. It looks like out in Virginia, Youngkin is ordering the flags lowered today in memory. And it seems that the GoFundMe donations to the families, it's approaching like $3 million already. So that's absolutely unbelievable. And the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that many of the wealthy, they are now siding with Trump. And I do believe this is going to spread to other individuals. David Sacks put this out and says, I know a hero when I see one. The Washington Post names me along with Elon Musk as one of the several businessmen who are using their megaphones to spread narratives about the assassination attempt on Trump. I'm not sure what narratives they're referring to. Elon Musk says 100%. So basically, they're talking about conspiracy theories. And Trump has confirmed that a huge chunk of his ear is now missing because of the bullet that hit him. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that when we start to look at what happened with this assassination attempt, it looks like it was a planned op because these things just don't happen by accident. Everything has to be put into place. They have to plan it. And you need inside people to plan the op. These things don't happen with failures. A guy doesn't get on the roof with a failure. The guy doesn't enter the perimeter with a rifle because it's a failure. The Secret Service, where they can't protect Trump, is not a failure. This is an op. And I'm going to break it down to you to show you that, yes, this was an op to remove Trump by the deep state players, and their op went sideways. And Trump and the Patriots, I do believe they thought they were in control of the op, but what happened was the individual was spotted. Never was supposed to happen. Karma Patriot put this out and said, a senior Secret Service source familiar with the planning of yesterday's Trump rally tells NBC News the roof where the shooter was located was a well-known high-priority vulnerability. It was identified just the day before during a security walkthrough. We've also learned that there were two counter sniper teams on site and that the counter sniper did not need approval to shoot. So once again, they knew that this was a high threat location. How was that individual allowed there? And actually under that building below the roof, this was the police planning, the stage area planning. So this is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Kim Cheadle, the director of the Secret Service, she has close ties to the Cheneys, the Bidens, and is responsible for the January 6th deleted text scandal. Think about that for a second. Starting to make a lot more sense. And the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Nikki Haley, she was always put into place to wait to see if Trump was going to make it as the nominee. So she was put in a place, she went up against him, she got certain votes, and she was waiting to see if he was going to be convicted. She was waiting to see if he was going to go to jail. She was waiting to see if he was going to be dropping out of the race, and she was going to take over his position. And what happened was she then waited to see if he was going to survive the assassination on Saturday. Laura Loomer put this out and said, want to see something really interesting? Nikki Haley was never invited to the RNC and didn't have plans to attend before this week. The media is lying and saying Nikki Haley was invited to the RNC as a show of unity after President Trump was shot. Would you believe it if someone told you some people were expecting Trump to be dead before the RNC convention this week with hopes of sliding Nikki Haley in as a replacement nominee through the back door? So she wasn't invited to the RNC, but she encouraged her delegates to back him anyway at the RNC. So was she just putting it out there and projecting and hoping that he was never going to make it? It's starting to seem that way. Now, what's very interesting is when you look at the Secret Service and you look at their, as the fake news is calling it, failures, there was rooftop security lapses, ignored warnings and poor response, coordination and communication failures, lack of resource allocation, and additional failures and issues. So I don't believe this is a United States Secret Service failure. This was an op to take out Trump. Never interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. The perimeter wasn't locked down. There were no drones scanning the area at all. No helicopters either. The roof was identified as a high priority vulnerability. The ladder was used, easy to spot. There was a guy carrying a rifle. It was easy to spot. AB put this out and said, exactly, nobody questioned the damn ladder or kept our president from the stage when three separate people were informing Secret Service that there was a guy climbing the building with a rifle. So all staff, and I'm talking about the Secret Service, the staff, they were replaced with temps. I think there was one individual that was the original guy there. They were purposely removed from the Trump detail, his original individuals. They were sent to help, I think, Jill Biden, and they brought in the, not the B team, not the C team, I think it was the F team. And I do believe these individuals were brought in because this was a planned op from the very, very beginning. Mike Davis put this out and said, why do we have agents assigned to guard Trump who are nearly a foot shorter and can't shield him from bullets? Really think about that for a second. So from this point, you could see that this is an inside job. This was an op to take Trump out. This wasn't a United States Secret Service failure. This was planned. They needed the woman on the ground. They wouldn't be able to protect him. This is what they wanted. They wanted to make sure that he wasn't protected. Think about that for a second. And think about how many people were telling the authorities that there was an individual on the roof. They had something like 2 minutes. 2 minutes to respond to all of this. So they were telling many, many individuals that Thomas Matthew Crooks was on the roof. Now, most likely Thomas Matthew Crooks was the patsy. And the real shooter was much, much further away. And I'm talking about a sniper that can be anywhere like 400 to 500 yards away someplace else. So when we start to look at Thomas Crooks, he was a registered Republican who donated to the Progressive PAC. So he basically registered himself as a Republican and he voted in the primary to remove Trump, but he's actually a Democrat. He's actually a progressive. His classmates say he was aggressively bullied in high school. He wore hunting gear and a face mask long after COVID. What radicalized him to attempt to assassinate Trump? Think about that for a second. They always find these individuals that are either bullied, that are loners, that might even have a mental problem. It's always the same playbook. So other classmates, they said he was bullied and bullied a lot, and he was a loner. So he is the perfect patsy. And what's very interesting is that this individual could be used and he could be persuaded to help out and he could be told what to do. So I do believe he is the patsy. Now, I do also believe that there was intel that something might happen and Team Trump most likely took out the real shooter with this intel. So I do believe they were telling him that everything is going to be fine. Don't worry about it. We got the situation under control. There's nothing to worry about. So the deep state operation fell apart early on. The people were not supposed to notice someone on the roof, and they started to tell the authorities, let's talk about tax relief. Do you owe back taxes? Pandemic relief is now over. Along with hiring thousands of new agents and field officers, the IRS has kicked off 2024 by sending over 5 million pay-up letters to those who have unfiled tax returns or balances owed. Don't waive your rights and speak with them on your own. They're not your friends. Tax Network USA, a trusted tax relief firm, has saved over $1 billion in back taxes for their clients, and they can help you secure the best deal possible. Whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, they can help you. Whether it's business or personal taxes, even if you have the means to pay or you're on a fixed income, they can help finally resolve your tax burdens once and for all. Call them at 1-800-245-6000 for a private free consultation or visit tnusa.com/x22 or click the link in the description. They kept pointing a finger, showing everyone where he was. A police officer went to check it out. He climbed the ladder and he poked his head out to see where the shooter was, and the shooter pointed his gun at him. We're going to be discussing a little bit more about this a little bit later. So when the police officer most likely told his superiors, what do you think the superiors do? I mean, actually, who did he tell? Was it those people that were put in place and controlling the op? Well, they weren't going to do anything. So think about that for a sec. So since all of this was exposed, I believe the patsy kind of panicked. And he was most likely told when to shoot. And since he panicked, I believe this is when everything didn't go according to plan. Enoch Newsblast put this out on Telegram, and it says the following, and it's from the Washington Post. Local police officer saw a gunman before shooting but couldn't engage, sheriff says. So let me just read this part. A local police officer saw the gunman just before he fired on Trump rally Saturday but was unable to engage him. So police responded to try to find this guy, searched the area but couldn't find him. Sloop said the officer pulled himself up enough to look on the roof and he sees the gunman, who also saw the officer and pointed his gun at the officer. He lets go because he doesn't want to get killed. The gunman then started firing. So I do believe at this point, the patsy wasn't supposed to fire yet. The patsy panicked and he started to fire his weapon. Now, think about this and put it into perspective now. Since he wasn't supposed to fire his weapon yet, because remember, this was a planned op. They had a shooter that was going to take out Trump, and they needed this individual to have other fire to cover up the actual sniper fire and to cause chaos, of course. This kid panicked because people were pointing out him on the roof. The police poked his head up, and all of a sudden, the plan went sideways. So the team on the roof that was watching him, they were part of the op. And I do believe as soon as he started to shoot, they were actually surprised that he was doing this already. And he was just shooting, you know, all over the place. It wasn't supposed to go down this way. And when you look at the video, you can see they were actually startled about this. So this individual, he just opened fired on the crowd. This wasn't supposed to happen this way. And the reason why it happened is because he was found out and he panicked. He didn't stick to the plan. The patsy hit two people in the stands and hit and killed another person. And one of the bullets whizzed by Trump. Now, this individual, they're not picking the best of the best. They're just picking someone that will be killed later. This individual was not a good shot. And they wanted a person on the roof that wasn't a good shot. Why? Because they wanted to create chaos in the crowd. They wanted people to get hurt. They wanted people to die. Why? Because that creates the chaos they need. Everyone running all over the place and everything crazy. So was he a good shooter? No, he wasn't. Thomas Matthew Crooks, the 20-year-old, he was rejected from his high school shooting club for being a comically bad shot. A few years before the assassination attempt, Crooks tried out for the rifle team at Bethel Park High School. The shooting range at the school is 50 feet long by 20 feet wide with 7 ranges. Crooks once fired from the 7th lane, the closest lane to the right wall, and hit the wall, completely missing every target on the back wall. He missed his target by close to 20 feet. And the instructor actually called him comically bad shot. So they picked this individual that was not going to be able to hit anything. And they did this on purpose because they knew that he would hit other people and it would create chaos. This is how the deep state uses the playbook. The patsy is not the shooter. They need someone to pull the trigger. This will cause chaos. It will injure and kill people. During the time the patsy is shooting, the real shooter shoots the intended target. The gunfire from the patsy masks the real shooter's gunshot. The deep state mission completely and utterly failed. Now, Trump, I do believe, and his team knew about that there was going to be an assassination attempt. I do believe that they said, we got this under control. And they got the real shooter. And they were going to come after the other person. I do believe they were just going to take him out. One way or another, before he actually shot his weapon. Think about that for a second. So the deep state mission failed. Biden and team panicked. Biden immediately started to talk about lowering the temperature. Let's come together. Does he really mean it? No. And basically, he did this because the jig was up. They knew that, holy crap, our mission completely and utterly failed. Molly put this out and said, if Biden truly wants to lower the temperature, He will tell his party to stop their political prosecutions of Republicans immediately. Jim DeMint put this out and said, America needed unity tonight. Biden could have apologized for lying for years about Trump and GOP threatening democracy. Biden could have announced an end to his DOJ's political persecution of Trump. Instead, he chose to desperately campaign for his failing reelection. He chose to ignore history of left-wing political violence and riots, a shameful speech given by a sad, feeble man and written by desperate Democrat aides trying to cling to power. History should not remember them well. So Biden then started to remove all of his campaign ads. Why? Because all they talk about is how Trump is Hitler, he's a dictator, he's extremist. And again, why did Biden start taking it down? Because Trump wasn't killed. And now he panicked and said, no, get rid of all of them. Is anything ever deleted? No. And the same thing goes with all the other D's. They were saying the same exact thing, because this was their entire plan. Is this individual, the motive was going to be that, hey, he's Hitler, we got to remove him. And they were going to make it a Republican that removed him. Think about this for a second. Think about what's happening. Now everything went sideways. The mission failed. And they're trying to cover their tracks from all of this. And how do we know that they're covering their tracks and they really don't mean to unite the country and let's have the temperature, you know, come down a little bit here? Because they've been trying to get rid of Trump from the very, very beginning. Kanako the Great put this out and said, 2016, he's a Russian spy. 2017, he's a Russian spy. 2018, Russian spy. 2019, Russian spy. 2020, literally Hitler. 2021, literally Hitler. 2022, literally Hitler. 2023, literally Hitler. 2024, why would someone attempt to assassinate him? Think about this for a second. They're not trying to cool things down. They're trying to cover up their operation. The Patsy was registered as a Republican. This would help with the gun control because he was also wearing a Demolition Ranch shirt, which is a gun YouTube channel. Plus, since he was a Republican, they were going to use this to say that people in his own party wanted him dead, and they could use this to persuade the Republicans to institute gun control. And you can see that already they're trying to make the case that he had an AR-style rifle, that it was legally purchased, and there was a Republican trying to take out the president. So really think about this for a second. Amy Swearer put this out and said, to recap, the new gun control talking points is that the government couldn't protect Trump from a single highly motivated amateur. Therefore, I should trust it to protect me so much that I agree to significant limits on my own armed defense. Yeah, going to be a no from me. And she's absolutely right. And that's what people are saying. But you can see they're already starting with their narrative. In reaction to the attempted assassination of Trump, leading left-wing political figures in Europe pointed the finger at gun rights in America, with the former head of the UK Labour Party in the European Parliament saying the Republicans reap what they sow for defending the Second Amendment. Now, of course, no other country has a constitution like us. No other country has a Second Amendment like us. So the left-leaning side in these countries, they're already starting the narrative of it's the Republicans' fault, and you're going to see Biden latch onto this. You're going to see other Democrats latch onto this. They just need to give it a little bit of time. Now, since the operation failed, the deep state needs to rework their narrative because, again, they didn't remove Trump. So now they have to go in a different direction. And for some reason, they were having problems getting into the shooter's phone, saying that they couldn't access the phone. But remember, the FBI was able to access all the J6 phones, no problem. And they were never able to find the pipe bomber, even though they had his cell location, cell number, and everything else. So why are they having a difficult time getting into phone? Well, they're not. What they're doing is they're buying time. Why? Because they need to scrub information. Because what do you think is on the phone? You think there's text messages? You think there's information that's connecting this individual with maybe the FBI or the handler? Absolutely. They don't want people to see any of this. Because remember, now they are now in cover-up mode. They are now changing the entire narrative. Now, really think about it. They couldn't access the phone, but they kept saying that he acted alone. How do they know this? I mean, they kept saying he's a lone wolf. He's acting alone. But if there's no information, how do they notice? And if they couldn't get into their phone when they said this, how do they know this? Elon Musk actually asked a question. How do they know he acted alone if they can't get into his phone? Because they know he didn't. But they got to keep that narrative up until they can get rid of those texts and maybe email messages that would actually destroy the FBI and everyone else. Hey, wait a minute. Didn't we have a post like this? What happens if there are texts and other messages that are brought out that show that the FBI, DOJ, and the rest were involved with this, and even the CIA? What would happen? Ooh, that's very, very interesting, isn't it? Matt Walsh put this out and said, guys, there's nothing strange going on here. The 20-year-old shooter had never used social media or posted a single thing on the internet, ever, and his phone cannot be accessed because it has a password, which our government, best hackers, cannot bypass. That's all normal stuff. Well, they did access it. I do believe that was just buying them time. And they are now trying to convince everyone they can't figure out a motive. They will come up with a motive, but they're reworking their entire plan right now. And that's what they're doing, because they have to keep repeating it over and over that this guy was a lone wolf, because they don't want you to know there was another shooter. And that's why they continually do this. Now, what's very interesting is Boone Cutler put this out, and he's pointing to General Flynn's Fifth Generation Warfare book. And it says, lone wolf. Those who already have session two know creating a lone wolf takes a team effort. That means it's a planned op. That means they planned it from the very, very beginning. So Biden, if you remember, he came out and he told everyone, don't do research, don't speculate, wait until the FBI tells us what happened. This is how they're trying to control the narrative. They don't want people doing research. I mean, if you're on Instagram, if you're on Facebook, if you're on YouTube, they'll be able to control people by censoring or blocking certain things. The problem is True Social, X, Rumble, and other platforms, they can't control it there. So he was trying to convince everyone not to do research. Wait until you hear from our agency. They will explain what really happened because they're the authority. See, they're trying to control the narrative, which is not going to work. Kyle Becker put this out and said, fun fact, the FBI field office that is taking over the Trump assassination attempt case also ran the Hunter Biden cover-up. Think about that for a second. So the FBI is now saying it is an attempted assassination of Trump as a potential domestic terrorism. Think about what they just said. The Patsy was registered as a Republican. The Republicans are now terrorists. So they're building their narrative right now that there are other radicalized Republicans that are going to be terrorists. Ryan Savendra put this out and said, Jen Psaki says people blaming Democrats in the media for the assassination attempt on Trump are making it more likely there's retaliation. I'm incredibly scared. I'm scared for journalists. I'm scared for people who have public platforms of all parties. And that's how people should feel. So think about this right now. And think about what Catherine Herridge put out on X. Sources confirm significant incident report has been released by NYPD Intelligence and Counterterrorism Bureau. Key points. Regardless of motive, this incident has and likely will continue to resonate with a wide range of violent extremists in justifications and calls for further violence. Additionally, the high-profile nature of this attack occurring as the U.S. enters the final months of its presidential election and 2 days before the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, will likely be amplified in extremist messaging and heavily exploited by malicious actors as well as adversarial nation states in malinformation aimed at fomenting division. This attempted assassination took place in a heightened domestic threat environment facing public officials in the U.S. and amid elevated concerns nationwide for acts of targeted political motivated violence. The NYPD Intelligence and Counterterrorism Bureau assesses that the assassination of elected officials remains a viable tactic to a range of violent extremists in the U.S. as demonstrated by a string of recent high-profile arrests involving threats against public figures, necessitating elevated vigilance by law enforcement officers assigned to protective details and election events. and they're now projecting what the next event is going to be. Trump, he put this out. He said, in light of what is going in the world today, I believe it is imperative that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. receive Secret Service protection immediately, given the history of the Kennedy family. This is the obvious right thing to do. So they gave RFK Jr. Secret Service protection right now. And what's very interesting, if we go back to post 3434, July 14, 2019, a week to remember. And this is a week to remember. Clandestine put this out and said, this could not have turned out worse for the deep state. Not only did Trump come out unscathed, but the Dems handled themselves poorly and the mainstream media confirmed their complicity. Now Trump has near unlimited political ammunition and public support. They created a living martyr. This assassination attempt has emboldened many fence sitters to take the leap. Big names from Elon Musk to celebrities to professional athletes and everyone in between are coming out in support of Trump after the attack. It's a galvanizing moment for many Americans. Not only did the deep state fail to take him out, they made him considerably more formidable in the process. Absolutely. Now, I do believe, they have no choice but to replace Biden. Trump, his poll numbers are skyrocketing. The cases that Biden brought against Trump, they have fallen apart. So the question is, how are they going to replace him? Will they remove him with the 25th Amendment? Are they going to even the playing field by using the failed assassination attempt on Trump and maybe use this on Biden? Because remember, they have a fake Republican that tried to kill Trump. They've been building the narrative that more violence is being stoked by Trump. They put out a report that political assassinations are on the rise. Trump is leading in the polls. The attempt on his life pushed him way up. I believe they might take Biden out to try to even the playing field. And this could be a strong possibility. Remember, they're building the narrative for chaos. They want a civil war. Actually, Vivek was out there saying, listen, if Trump was murdered, we'd be in a civil war right now. And he's absolutely right. So I do believe they're going to continue down this path and they might use this and they might shift the narrative and actually try to remove Biden with some type of assassination. Remember, Biden is done right now. I don't think they even care if he lives or he dies. They know they need to get rid of him one way or another, either with the 25th Amendment or by taking him out and trying to even the playing field. So if they just use the 25th Amendment, does this help the Democratic Party? No, they're going to be screwed. If they remove him with maybe an assassination, does this help them a little bit? Yes, it removes him. It removes their problem. Kamala is then put in that position, and then they can use the sympathy to try to build their poll numbers back. But I don't believe this is going to work. Why? Because you have to remember, Trump has all the information on Hillary, on Obama, or whoever else they try to bring in. And right now, it doesn't seem like there's too many candidates that they might bring in. They could bring in Newsom. They could bring in somebody else. But to go up against Trump, I do believe that's going to be very, very difficult. And I don't believe they're going to be able to win in that way. Now, if they do bring in people that are not popular, people are like, who cares about Newsom? This is not really going to work. And they can't get the poll numbers up. You know what's going to happen. Yes, they're going to try to create the ballots, but they will not be able to cheat in the election. So they're going to try to delay the election. Even with Hillary and let's say Michelle, I do believe Trump is going to release information on these individuals. People are going to learn that they're criminals, that they committed treasonous acts, and this will not help them out in the long run, which I do believe when they realize they don't have the poll numbers, they don't have enough ballots that they can create. I do believe this is when they are going to shift their tactics. And I do believe this is where this is going to start to head. So when you start to look at everything, you can see the deep state players, they played their hand and they failed in removing him. Now, when you really look at it, two things were happening at the same time. We had the enemy, which is the deep state. They were planning this op. Their op was to remove Trump. On the other side, the military intelligence and those people working for Trump, they were telling him that they got everything under control. They heard the chatter. They know there's another shooter. They know where the patsy is. They know everything. So when you look at the other side, you can see that they had a certain plan. And remember, there are many different variables when there's a crowd of people. So you can't, you try to account for everything, but it's sometimes a little difficult. So if this individual was on the roof and people were pointing out that was a variable that they didn't expect to happen, they didn't expect anyone to see this individual. But when you look at the videos, he was most likely supposed to be laying down and he wasn't supposed to be continually getting up and down. When you look at it, he was continually getting up and down and people weren't supposed to point him out. And this is when the deep state player, their entire operation went sideways. And this is when everything went chaotic. And I don't believe that he was supposed to open fire at that point. I think it was supposed to be at a later time. And this is why the guy on the roof looked a little surprised. He was zooming in on him. He knew exactly where he was. He knew exactly what was going on. I do believe he was part of the op. And once again, and I'm talking about the deep state op. So that's what I believe happened here. And this is why I think it took everyone by surprise. And those individuals, the DEI people down below, they were put there on place because they weren't supposed to protect Trump. They weren't supposed to be tall. They weren't supposed to be professional bodyguards. They were supposed to be those individuals that might get scared, those individuals that might not do the best job because they wanted Trump to go down. But again, you could see their entire operation completely and utterly fell apart. And since we had a crowd of people and other variables and the person was spotted, everything didn't go as planned. And this is why it turned out this way. But I do believe it was an op. This wasn't a failure. I do believe the deep state players tried to remove him. And actually, it worked to Trump's advantage in the end. And now the deep state players, they're screwed. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.